BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Friday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Painting?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want you to get the wrong idea. I'm no Frida Kahlo. I just enjoy chucking paint about, much like a toddler does, you know, with similar results.
Right.
I got into it during lockdown for something to do in the evenings. I know, I'm a total cliche.
No, Laura.
Oh, it's fine. I know I am. I knew I was as I was doing it, but, you know, it was either that or open a bottle of wine every night and the painting felt like the safer option.
Yeah, well, when you put it like that.
So, do you have any hobbies, Alistair? Apart from cricket, obviously, you're clearly brilliant at that.
Oh, not really. I like cooking when I get the chance.
And what are you into?
Sorry?
Are you more Nigella or Nathan Outlaw?
Oh, I see. No, I'm more a kind of make-it-up-as-I-go-along kind of thing.
And what's your signature dish?
Ooh.
If I were coming over for dinner, what would you cook?
Probably, I don't know, roast chicken or a risotto.
I love risotto.
Me too.
I like a pub with a cosy atmosphere. It's a nice place, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I like the, what do you call these? Benches.
Bonquettes.
Ah, yes. Lovely fabric.
Yeah, it is.
Shall I get us a drink?
I've still got most of this one.
Oh, crisps. I meant crisps. Would you like some?
No, I'm all right, actually.
I think I'll get some. Are you sure I can't tempt you?
Alistair, just... Would you mind sitting down for a moment?
Okay.
I'm not sure this is working, is it? Oh, no. You're not closed, are you?
Oh, hi, Azra. I'm afraid so.
Oh.
If it's something desperate, I can open up for you.
Well, it is extremely desperate. It's Friday night, I have a date with the sofa, and I'm completely out of chocolate.
Oh, I'd call that an emergency. Say no more. I'll get this door back open.
Oh, you're an angel.
So how's things? Have you thought any more about the house?
I have indeed. You are looking at your newest, most glamorous neighbour. Joke, the glamorous bit. I'm not joking about the house.
Congratulations. You don't let the grass grow, do you?
You snooze, you lose. I've just come from the estate agent now.
So it's all signed and sealed. Right, there you go.
Oh, thank you.
I am sorry.
What for?
Messing you about. Not that I intended to mess you about. Far from it. I was looking forward to tonight.
But the reality doesn't live up to the expectation.
No, not at all. It's lovely. You're lovely. I'm just tired.
Right.
It's been a big week at work.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't help that I'm really out of practice. I haven't been on a date in a very, very long time.
Okay.
Banked on having lost the ability to string a coherent sentence together, though, but there we are.
You're doing fine.
I'm not. This is a really poor performance by anyone's standards. Unacceptable, really. You have every right to raise a formal complaint. But honestly, it's nothing to do with you. It's all me.
Did you really just say that?
What?
It's not you, it's me. That's what you're going with.
But it isn't you. It really isn't. And it is me. I'm the problem. Well... Actually, that's not quite true either.
So it is me?
No, it's someone else.
Do you know what? You really don't have to explain.
No, please, I want to. I feel awful having dragged you out on a Friday night.
As tragic as this might sound, I've actually had worse dates. This is nothing, mate.
I'm in this kind of situation. There's someone who... Basically... I decided that maybe I should stop waiting around for something that might not happen and get on with my life.
Hello, Laura.
Oh, that makes it sound like some sort of experiment, and it really wasn't.
It's okay, Alistair, I'm not judging. You seem like a nice guy, but I think from what you've said that I'm probably best off out of it. So if it doesn't seem too rude, I'm going to go and sit with my friends on the next table.
Your friends on the next table?
You really are new at this, aren't you? Have a nice evening. Oh, and good luck, you know, with your situationship.
Thanks, Laura. Thanks.
This is top-level intelligence, Joy. You really are a mine of information.
Oh, thank you.
I'm just very observant. Oh, I'm not Boston. I sometimes wish I wasn't. I just notice things, you know. Yeah. I can't help it. And I like talking to people, passing the time of day. So I pick things up. Is that everything?
Oh, yeah. I think that should do it. Oh, actually, hang on. I'm going to grab some milk while I'm here, if that's okay. Be fairly devastating if I get back with my chocolate, only find there's no milk for my cup of tea to go with it.
Ooh, doesn't bear thinking about. Right, that's 4.80 when you're ready, pet.
Thanks. So, do you have any plans for this evening, or will you be sitting on the sofa watching other people sitting on their sofa watching TV like me?
I do love that show, but I've got my dance fit class first.
Dance fit class?
It's at the church. It's Denise who works in the vets. But she does this dance fitness class on the side. There's nothing like a bit of dance to get you out of your own head, is there?
Oh, sounds great.
Hey, why don't you come with me? You'll still be back in time for your programme. Although, we'd better get going. It's about to start.
Alistair.
Hi, Denise.
What are you doing here? What happened to your date with the cricket captain?
Nothing.
Oh, no. Did she not turn up?
Why wouldn't she turn up?
Sorry, no, but people don't sometimes, do they?
Don't they?
But anyway, did she turn up?
Yes.
Good. So why aren't you there?
Oh, I just didn't... I couldn't relax. I thought it was a good idea going to meet her, but... Actually, when it came to it, I couldn't get into it. I mean, Laura was great. I liked her a lot, but she wasn't...
Oh.
It didn't seem fair to mess her about when my heart wasn't in it.
No.
And she could tell anyway. She basically sent me packing.
Did she?
In a nice way. Tell you the truth, I think she thought I was a complete idiot. I could barely string a sentence together. It was really embarrassing.
Sorry. I don't know why I'm laughing. It's not funny. It's just...
It's ridiculous is what it is. The whole thing is ridiculous. I don't know if I'm coming or going.
No, I know. It is ridiculous. I do know that.
I know you do. Look, I know you haven't chosen this.
No. So, why are you here?
I don't know. It just seemed like... I wanted to see you.
I'm about to teach a class. Or I am, if anyone turns up. What time is it?
2:15.
2:15? Oh, it doesn't look like anyone's coming.
I'm here.
You don't have to humour me.
I'm not. I don't mind being the only participant.
I mind. It's embarrassing.
Where are you going?
To put the stuff back in the vestry.
I'll give you a hand. There's the stereo. Just the mats to bring through now, I think, Denise.
Thanks, Alistair. Just put the stereo on the table, please.
Hey. What's wrong?
Ignore me, I'm just being stupid.
What's the matter?
I'll be all right in a minute.
Denise, what is it?
It's just... Well, I thought the classes had been going well. Not huge numbers attending, but a good little group. And now, look, literally no one has turned up, not even Joy.
Look, I'm sure people will turn up next time. And they'll tell their friends. You watch, in a few months' time, you'll be turning them away.
It's not just the class.
No?
It's everything.
Oh.
Work is awful. The two of us. It's tense atmosphere. Me, terrified that Paul's going to notice and wonder what's going on.
We did agree to try to act normal.
I know, and I'm trying, but it's hard because it doesn't feel normal. It doesn't feel normal at all. It feels strange and stilted and dangerous. And then I go home and it's worse. It's unbearable. John knows something's wrong, but clearly doesn't want to discuss it. I think he thinks if we ignore it, then it'll just go away, which obviously is not going to happen. I don't know what to do.
Hey, it's all right. Come here.
It isn't all right.
I know. But I'll help. Anything I can do, I'll do it.
You're part of the problem.
Well, yes, I know.
But thank you.
But I do mean it. Anything, any time, I'm here.
I know.
Oh, that's funny. There's nobody here. Maybe you got the day wrong.
Oh, my God. There's someone here.
Hello? Denise?
Oh, no.
Is anyone there?
It's Joy. I'll be out in a sec. Your shirt.
What? Oh, yes.
Oh, hello, Alistair.
Hi, Joy.
Hi, Joy.
I was worried it wasn't on when we came in and saw the church empty.
Well, actually, I was thinking I'd have to cancel. No one turned up, you see.
I'm here, and Alistair, and I've brought Azra.
Hello.
She's a GP at the Darrington Medical Practice and our newest Beechwood resident. Azra, this is Denise and Alistair from the vets.
Oh, nice to meet you.
You too.
Hiya.
You see, didn't I say people would bring their friends along?
Oh, go on. Say you'll do the class. I've been looking forward to it all week. And I've been going on to Azra about how brilliant it is.
Yeah, she really has.
Oh, go on then. Do you two want to go and get changed? And Alistair, if you give me a hand with the stereo, then I'll come through and get us warmed up.
Yep, will do.
Great. You look like you've done your warm-up already, Alistair. Did you run here?
What? Oh, yeah, yeah, I did. Didn't want to be late.
I'm looking forward to this.
Oh, you love it.
Well, I just hope I'm not too rusty. It's been a while.
You all right?
No, are you?
Not really, no. But I don't think Joy twigged.
That's not the point.
No, I know, but it'd be another thing to worry about.
And now we have to go out there and dance.
Yeah, I think we do.
Oh, Alistair, what are we doing?
I really don't know.